My guest today on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center, broadcast journalist Lisa Guerrero. She has a brand new book out called Warrior. Lisa Guerrero, veteran of Monday Night Football and currently a reporter for Inside Edition. Lisa, good to have you here.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
I'm so good, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Lisa Guerrero joining us, best known for her roles on reporting on Inside Edition and, of course, spending some time on sports with CBS, Fox, ABC, ESPN, Monday Night Football as well. She's got a brand new book out called Warrior. It is out now. Interesting book as well. Lisa, tell me a little bit about the title Warrior. Where do you get that from?
So my last name, Guerrero, means warrior in Spanish. And my mother was a Chilean immigrant. She died when she was 29 years old and I was 8 years old. But before she passed away, she pulled me aside and she said, Lisita, never forget that your last name, Guerrero, means warrior. You were born to fight. And I didn't have any idea what that meant at 8 years old. And then my mother passes away and I'm an awkward, bookish kid. I'm shy. I'm kind of dorky. And it wasn't until decades later that I realized what a gift my last name is, and to try to live up to this concept of being a warrior. And so that's what I've tried to do. So the book kind of outlines the challenges I overcame in sportscasting and in acting and in the media, and what I learned from my mistakes, and how I hope other people don't make some of these same mistakes.
Yeah. Let's talk a little about the book itself without giving the whole thing away, but some of the challenges of women in sports. Obviously, there are a lot more women in sports now than ever before, even when you started. But talk about some of those challenges when you first started. You said you experienced a lot of harassment. Where did that come from?
I did. And, you know, I started in the 90s in sports. And back then in Los Angeles on television, there was an expectation that, you know, we want you to be attractive because it's a visual medium. But at the same time, if you're too attractive, then you must be a bimbo. And so I was constantly walking this line of looking like a model. And in fact, I had been a model and an actress, but not being taken seriously until I started opening my mouth and doing my reports and doing sit-down interviews with important athletes. So I was forging for myself this career in sportscasting and earning a ton of credibility by doing these, you know, really hard to get sit-down interviews. So as my career progressed, I was given more and more credit for being good, right? For being a talented journalist. But when I got Monday Night Football in 2003, 10 years after I started sportscasting, there was this criticism or slut shaming, I call it now, about what I looked like and the fact that I had been a former NFL cheerleader. And so these critics were saying they handed the microphone of Monday Night Football to a cheerleader and completely ignored the decade that I had worked as a sportscaster. And so all of that negativity really got to me and really, you know, created a lot of trauma, anxiety, depression, and I had a really difficult year in 2003 on Monday Night Football. And in addition, I had a boss that was verbally abusing me. So I had a very, very difficult time. My book is about what happened behind the scenes and what I did to overcome these things. And it took me a couple of years to build my career back, but it's possible to do that, to turn your pain into power.
Can you share what happened with you on Monday Night Football? Because I remember you on Monday Night Football, and I thought you did a great job. But what was it that broke the camel's back in that instance, if you can share with us?
Sure. After my first regular season game, I misspoke during an interview with Patrick Ramsey. I immediately corrected it on the air, but the damage was done because my critics were able to say, see, she's just a bimbo. She doesn't know sports. So it took me the rest of the season to try to scratch myself up from making that mistake in that first game and to prove myself over time. At the end of that season, I found out I was pregnant, but I was so sick, I couldn't eat. I was nauseous all the time. I couldn't sleep. And because of the stress of that job, I actually had a miscarriage on Monday Night Football during the game.
Wow.
And I was too afraid to tell my boss to call 911 for me because I thought he would fire me. And it was a very difficult, traumatic, you know, situation, as you can imagine. And then after the season ended, I was fired anyway. And then I, you know, had suicidal ideations because my entire identity was wrapped up in sports. And when it was clear I would never work in sports again, I became extremely depressed. So this was a 2-year kind of journey, a downward spiral, spiral that got worse and worse until I considered killing myself over this.
Wow.
And the reason I write the book this way with so much honesty is I don't want people to endure what I did ever again.
And I can understand that. And you must look at yourself seriously, Lisa, as kind of a pioneer, because now if you watch any sports, it's mostly women on the sidelines. We've got women behind the microphone up in the broadcast booth. So you have to say that. I guess you had to go through a lot of this damage control, I guess, to pave the way from some other women broadcasters and women in sports, because obviously there's a lot of women out there doing a heck of a great job.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of the women today that are probably enduring some of the same stuff. Hopefully not to the point that I was, but obviously, you know, there's an army of young, you know, really talented women that are all over, you know, local television, national TV, regional television, covering sports. So I do feel like I helped to pave the way. And the reason I wrote the book is kind of a love letter to them, but also a cautionary tale.
Sure.
Don't fall into these pitfalls that I did. Learn from my mistakes. I don't want you to make the same mistakes I did.
Absolutely. Lisa Guerrero, thank you for joining us today. A very honest and open book about her life as a person in sports, a woman in sports, Monday Night Football, Inside Edition now, and author of the new book called Warrior. Pleasure to speak to you. Continued success. You do a great job. And thanks for joining us today on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We appreciate it, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.